Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Midday with Jamie and Wicked on KMBZ. Maybe we're just taking requests today.
Yes.
If there's anything you want to hear as bumper music.
For a very odd reason.
We'll play music radio. Chris, are you aware of this song? Had you ever heard that before, Simply Red?
No, I don't know this one.
It's a beautiful song.
That's okay. There have been a lot of recordings of that song,
yeah, it's
actually
been covered by a lot.
Yeah.
It's an old song, I think.
1989 was Simply Red's version. Okay. You want that played at your...
Well, it's a beautiful song. Yes. I don't know that I would have that in my funeral playlist. But it's funny because
it's
people do have ideas what
now.
They want. We've got one texter that said, "I Wish You Peace" by the Eagles or Purple Rain. There are people that have. You know the song that is played the most? I don't know if it's in this country, but is played the most in the United Kingdom for funerals? My Way. And now the end is near. And so I do the Sinatra song.
Oh, really?
They play My Way at more and more funerals. This song right here.
And now the end is near.
We're already
so
here.
This is going to be a... I don't know that I want to keep talking about this. This is going to bring everybody down.
But I mean, it is a song that people increasingly want at their funeral.
Sorry, we're going to get morbid for a second. Is that something that people give thought to?
Absolutely.
Okay,
well, you
so
would know
Chris,
because of your history.
Yes, I'm definitely going to do Purple Rain by Prince at my visitation and funeral.
So your family owns, for those that don't know this about you.
Well, actually, they don't own it. I got into this by myself.
Oh, but, I thought your family owned funeral. Nope. Okay.
But yeah, I'm just when I was 17 years old, just decided to go to the local funeral home in my hometown, and that's where everything started.
And so now... There's a business that you're in that you have been involved with, right?
Yeah, I used to work with a cremation society place down here. Did that for a few years. Of course, then I lovely got into radio. But yeah,
also a form of death.
Definitely the song choices was a big part of it.
Yes.
What at age 17 made you so aware of the world that you decided to do that?
When I was 11 is when I first saw a. Dead body, I suppose. And then I had to touch it because it was a weird thing that I've never seen before. And then I asked my grandfather all these questions about it. And he used to be an assistant funeral director back in the day. He used to help out at his uncle's place. But he just answered all my questions that I had. And when I had a moment to the courage to go to the funeral home and ask anything I can do, that's where it started.
Okay.
Interesting.
So is that something that people do, is get so specific about their funeral plans that they tell you what playlist they want?
Yes. We had this one lady. She came. Of course, she didn't come, but before she passed away, she had set up everything. She even made her own funeral cards. She had everything done. We didn't have to do anything but sign our names legally for the funeral director, our number for that. But she had everything planned out. Highly, highly, highly recommend. The family didn't have to do anything, and it was one of the most beautiful funerals we ever did.
Let me tell you, sorry, we're going dark here, but welcome to Friday.
But this doesn't need to be dark.
I think
that is the lesson.
This can be a light thing if you do this.
That's right.
Of course, we don't know when we're going to die. We all hope it's down the road, but if we can do it in a good, happy time, it can be a fun thing to do.
At the very least, I would encourage people to make those plans. So that your family doesn't have to guess. I've said before, my dad passed when I was 22, and he was 50, and I guess, you know, you don't think about that, mm-hmm. and had given so little thought to it that we didn't even know if he would want to be buried or cremated. We just had no, and he had just never given, he died very suddenly, and so had never given thought to that, but didn't even have an updated will. Even that was a mess. And so, and death is difficult enough, I would say, to the extent that you can, and if you can pay for it all, even better, because then your family doesn't have to worry about any of that.
Mm-hmm. It's a great idea. So we've got some nice text things. Like Mailman says he wants Elvis's return to sender.
Nice. My husband, so people have actually, sometimes things, we get into topics on the show that I never would have predicted, and this is one of them, but I'll go with it. My husband is a police officer. He has his funeral planned out from start to finish, including slideshow. My husband's funeral playlist is to be based on how he dies. Heart attack, Unbreak My Heart. Falls in the bathtub, Splish Splash, I Was Taking a Bath. Car wreck, Crash.
Nice.
Now that's the humor that I love.
That's great.
That's funny. And I also, I am aware of people that have written their own obituaries they're funny.
Yeah. So I love reading obituaries. I read them all the time. They're hilarious, some of them.
Do you really read them all the time?
You bet I do. Yeah.
Really?
Absolutely.
Where do you find the... Is there a website dedicated to funny ones?
Well, no, but you'll have to read through some that aren't so funny. But I mean, some of them that aren't funny. I love biographies, and these are nice little mini biographies. And so even if they're not funny, they're so impressive about what people have achieved in their lives, people that we will never know their names, and yet they've done so many wonderful things. But then you do find the occasional funny one.
Yeah.
Like the guy that... His obituary said he is survived by his two sons, Pinhead number one and Pinhead number two.
Okay, that's funny.
It was great stuff.
Yes.
So good.
This has been enlightening. If you would like to text in your funeral songs, I don't know that we'll play a bunch of these because that's a downer for a Friday, but I'm curious to know what you picked, especially if you have reasons behind them. I would like to know why you picked that one.
I mean, AC/DC's Highway to Hell, this one texter says, and Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven.
That's a logical choice.
Hitting them both.
Yes.
I've also got two ideas what you can do with your cremains, your ashes, once you're...
Interesting.
Is that what they're called? Cremains?
Cremains. Cremated cremains. I've got two fantastic ideas.
Good.
I'm not sure if we're going to keep talking. I need to give this a second of thought. I'm not sure if we're going
to
keep going on this.
I'm fascinated by the ideas.
Okay. We'll talk about that. Maybe we'll talk about Everest next then. We'll just stay with the death theme for the 10 o'clock hour.
It all leads up together.
Up beside the jukebox if I die. Lord, I wanna go to heaven, but I don't wanna go tonight.
Joe Diffie.
Fill my boots.
10:34 midday with Jamie and Wicket. It's KMBZ. Joel Nichols is in for Mike Wicket. And we're talking about death this hour. I don't know any other way to say it. I don't even know how we started on this.
Well, we were talking about my funeral playlist.
How did we even get on that?
Because I mentioned that somehow the song Fly Me to the Moon had played a role in my life that I didn't realize until this moment, and that should be on my funeral playlist. And then all of these wonderful people who listen every day have these great ideas, both serious and fun, about what they would have on their funeral playlist.
That's how quickly the show goes off the rails.
But this is a good
rail. We just have one little comment. It's definitely a rail we have never gone down before.
But isn't it interesting? People do give this serious thought, and they want things to be the way they want them. And I think, as was mentioned, it's great to have it decided. And the song we just played is one you like.
I like the song. I guess it's never occurred to me to play it in a funeral. That's exactly what it talks about is death, but it's never occurred to me to play it at a funeral. It's an upbeat song, though.
Sure, absolutely.
Play it. If you want to text in more of your, this is what I'm going to play at my funeral songs, go for it. If you'd like. And we'll, on a serious note, we'll talk about this Mount Everest story here in a sec. Okay, so Chris knows a lot about the mortuary business mm-hmm. and what happens to bodies and all of this kind of stuff. And so what ideas do you have?
Okay, so if you, I'm not sure if there's companies that do this yet, but you can get your ashes or cremains turned into like a diamond or a stone like that. But I would like to mix some cremains with some oil-based paint and get a portrait made. So it's literally the ashes in the paint of the portrait. Or you can take the ashes, put into a clear coat, spray it onto a car, and you got a nice speckle fleck.
Wow.
Whoa.
Those are two
Who
ideas.
Who would drive the car? out of painted with your remains?
I don't know.
Maybe a grandchild.
And
it might be kind of exclusive once, you know, someone sells it. Oh, by the way, the clear coat's my grandfather.
Yeah. How are you putting that in the Craigslist ad for that car when you describe the color of the paint? By the way, that's grandpa.
Yeah.
On the car, you know? And are you telling someone when you sell that vehicle if that this is going deep, by the way?
I think that could actually raise the price of the car. Because there's somebody
that depends on what grandpa was like.
Yeah. There's somebody that would appreciate some ash spec clear coat. Yeah.
There was an old sitcom called My Mother the Car. This is just, you know, my grandfather the car.
I think if grandpa was a jerk, no. But if grandpa was like a famous... So, like, if he was a famous car maker or something, then yes, I could see doing that. That would be appropriate.
That'd be beautiful.
This is where I start asking you weird questions about death, but here we go. I don't even know how to articulate this question. So when you cremate someone...
Yes.
Can you just refine those remains to the point of dust that you can... I'm having a hard time imagining paint that is smooth.
When the cremated, the body is done cremating, it's a full skeleton, but the skeleton's really brittle. And then so I sweep everything out, and then there's a metal container, and that's basically a blender. And it just, and I could keep going. We usually do it for like 2 minutes. I could go for 20, 30 minutes to get it into a fine, 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 fine powder.
But even flour... which is the thing I have to compare to at the moment. And I'm not proud of that, but that's what I have to compare to at the moment. If you make a... I feel like I should stop. If you make a cake out of flour, even that, it's difficult to get all the lumps out. You know what I mean? That's what I have in my head is the consistency of cake batter.
It doesn't clump together like flour. It's a very fine sand because it's basically all the calcium from the bones.
So it is very sand-like, isn't it,
yes,
really?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, interesting.
What's the strangest thing you've ever heard of someone doing with someone's remains? Not strange.
Probably
that's not nice,
them.
But... I'm sorry?
Eat them.
I had to ask, didn't I?
What did he say?
Eat them.
Oh, my goodness.
I had to ask.
There's a few stories out there where they have been... people have been caught eating or, like, snorting the remains.
Oh.
Not sure why anybody would do that.
No.
Eating how?
No.
They feel if they can just eat a little dusting every single day that they'll always be a part of them. You're talking some mental
issues.
That's an
issue, yeah.
What about sane people? What are some of the more unusual things sane people have done?
People are really... I can remove myself emotionally from that, but of course, bluntly, that bag of ashes is their grandmother, is their sister, their whatever.
Yeah, and literally.
It's an emotional object to them. And so people are strange to, they don't want to pick it up. We've got a lot of people that just leave them here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And just never pick them up?
About once every once a year or so, we'd go and take all the cremains that family has, we've tried contacting, no contact, and we go and spread them in a cemetery.
Are there laws about how long you have to hold on to them?
Each state is different. I believe we held on for I think in Missouri, the law was if you don't pick it up within a year, we have the right to respectively dispose of the ashes. Hmm.
Okay. You know, you can't talk about this without thinking about the Big Lebowski. And there's a great scene in the Big Lebowski where they try to put their friend's cremains into the ocean. And if you've never seen it, find it. Hilarious.
Make sure you know the wind direction before you
spread
ashes.
That's the point of the scene. Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
So a texter just said... I'm going to assume those of you that are texting and are not making this stuff up, because why would you? My dad had a tattoo of mom and the date on his arm with the ashes mixed in with the paint.
I love that.
For the tattoo. Okay.
Well.
My brain's processing a lot here. Let's see.
Yeah, somebody said they have an hourglass. They've seen hourglasses with ashes in it.
If you have questions for Chris about this stuff, go for it. We've done this. If I recall, we did this one other time, but it's been a while. We did this Ask Chris About Death thing when Brady Goodman filled in. This was probably, I don't know, maybe a year ago. And there was a story, I think it was out of Texas, about the trend with funerals where someone dies and you want to set them up at their viewing in the way that you remember them in life. And there was an 18-year-old kid in Texas that had been shot. And his mom wanted to have him set up at his memorial service as she remembered him, which was sitting in front of the TV watching basketball. And we had all kinds of questions about then what you do with the body after the viewing is over, because you can't.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that. I would not want to fulfill that request. There's just so much involved with that, and bodies are gross.
I remember we asked you about that. Yes. We asked you if you can say no to how someone wants to any part of anyone's funeral plans.
Yeah, the cost of messing around with a body like that and what would require, it would be thousands upon thousands of dollars because of the liability and the issues. I would not feel comfortable doing it myself.
Okay.
I think it's fascinating and actually quite healthy, even though Jamie seems very
uncomfortable. I'm getting a little weirded out.
But the fact of the matter is that so many folks on the text line are interested in this and are willing to share what they have in mind. And I think, Chris, you would agree, being a part of that business, it's healthier to talk about it.
Absolutely.
And discuss it. And even if it veers into the weird or the humorous, that's healthier than being terrified of it.
That's how we unweird it, is by talking about it. But
the easiest way to help you cope with grief is laughter.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just looking at, if you have questions, I'm just looking at your text really fast. There are a couple people that have questions for you that will let you take off the air. someone that does Navy funeral honors and wants to do some stuff off the air.
That can make me tear up every single time. I've seen military honors I've done hundreds of times, and it can still get me teared up when it's done right. And usually it is.
Yeah, my dad was a Vietnam veteran, and so we had done the full military honors at his funeral. And to this day, I cannot hear Taps without completely losing it. Right. And that's been a while. Okay, if you have more questions, feel free to text those in, and maybe we'll talk about that a little more later. It feels weird to make light of it. It feels weird to be making light of something that is difficult for a lot of people.
I think
we're doing it respectfully.
But we're not disrespecting people for whom it may be a more somber thing. But I will tell you, as the person in this room closest to death, that if you don't have some fun with it and laugh about it and have some humor, it will, in my opinion, and I could be wrong, I'm not saying it's true for everybody, but it will weigh you down so far that you will not react in any kind of cogent way. I've had a lot of people in my family who have passed away, and if we didn't have some fun and laugh about things in honor of that person or in memory of that person, it would have made it much more difficult.
That's true. Someone said they're requesting their ashes be combined with gunpowder and make bullets out of it.
Wow.
Does that make a lot of bullets?
You could get quite a few, because the average person will be about a 5-pound bag of sugar.
Okay, that's odd to think about.
That's the approximate size of...
How many bags of sugar is your body going to be? There's a question I've never asked. That's a
something
first.
Worth knowing. Someday it'll come in handy.
How much cake batter equivalent do we get?
And your weight has nothing to do with the size of the ashes. It is how tall you are.
It's bones, right? Because it's so my bag will be smaller than, say, Chris's bag, because Chris is probably a foot or so taller than me, at least.
Yes.
So... Wicket's bag will definitely be bigger.
I'm shrinking, and so that means my bag is getting consistently smaller.
This has been enlightening.
And can I just say thank you for the coffee, because the wonderful Jason Katz came through and gave me a really cool glass to drink it out of.
Yes.
And then I drank it's excellent coffee from your French press.
It should be. It's been sitting there for 2.5 hours.
So thanks to you for the coffee and to Jason for the thing and to Chris for the information about death.
It's a beer glass.
Pretty good.
That's what we had. That's what we had, huh, Katz? Beer glass. I mean, it's better than nothing.
It's great. It's from Guinness.
It was funny, though, to see you pouring your coffee into a... But that's the best we do around here.
I know some people who would want to be French pressed in death.
It's 10:52 midday with Jamie and Wicket on a sunny Friday. So we're talking about death as Joel Nichols is in for Mike Wicket, who's off watching basketball.
Yes.
Of course, because what else would you talk about on a Friday? I have another question, and it's someone on the text line asked this. It's more of a practice question. Mm-hmm. It's more of a how people handle this social situation question. As we have more so than, say, 50 years ago, when people... having more than one spouse, okay? Mm-hmm. Somebody on the text line asked kind of a version of this question, although I'm taking it in an entirely different direction. It is interesting to me when people are married and they buy funeral plots together and buy the stone that has, it is engraved for right. both of them, and they intend to be buried together.
Right.
And then one of that couple dies. Mm-hmm. Let's say the guy dies first, and she, regardless how old they are, and she lives, and she gets remarried, but still is going to be buried with her first husband.
Mm-hmm.
That is interesting to me.
Yes.
Is that more common than I think it is?
More common than not, you will be buried with your original wife, because mainly for the kids.
What if they didn't have kids?
Depends how much you like your ex-wife, I guess.
That's so, I know a lot of couples that have done that, and I would suspect it's more common if you are married for a long time to your first spouse and long enough that you make that plan together and you buy that plot together. But you have to assume there is the possibility when you do that, that you will get remarried and right. that you may want, and perhaps even be married to your second spouse longer than your first.
Yeah.
And that, why wouldn't you maybe want to be buried with your later spouse?
You know, my grandma married a guy who had been married to his first wife for a long time, and then she passed away, and then he and my grandma got married, and they were in their 70s, and they were married, and he was basically buried between the two of them, his first wife, and then my grandma was buried, like, on the mm-hmm. plot next to him. So he was, you know, he was married between them. Now, my grandpa and my grandma, they were divorced. And so that was not an issue. They didn't want to be buried next to each other. In fact, my grandma insisted my grandpa be buried face down in case he tried to dig himself out. So, so in that case, they were just buried three, you know, in a row.
Does anybody, feel free, why not? Let me know. 22980 or call 576-7788. That scenario is fascinating to me. And we've got phone lines ringing. If that's your situation, why not? It's just interesting to me that you would choose to, that you would make that decision without knowing how the rest of your life is going to go. You know, you're married to your first spouse. You make plans to be buried together.
Right.
Even if you don't have kids together, you make plans to be buried together. Your spouse dies. You get remarried and you still choose to be buried. Like, what does your new spouse think of that?
Well, I think that, and Chris would probably know better than we would because he's been in the middle of it, but I think that is a conversation that you would have with your new spouse at some point to say, look, this is what I arranged to do. Here are the reasons. Either I still want to do it or I'm willing to make a change.
I mean,
you know.
I don't know how I would. So my mom's been married, although their situation, my parents were divorced by the time my dad had passed, but they were married 20 years and got divorced. That was a divorce, not a death. That's just an odd. I don't know how I would feel if I was the new spouse, that you still, what if your spouse is dead 20 years by the time you go and you're married to the new person for 18 years and you're still going to go back and be married with the first spouse?
It's a conversation you better have.
Yeah. A little.
And you really better have it to go along with what Chris said earlier, so that if you do have kids or family members, so that they don't have to make that decision. You better have it down on paper somewhere so they don't have to make that decision.
Because that would be, an incredibly difficult decision to make.
Absolutely.
Okay, you're calling, so we'll take your calls on it. Jeff's in Kansas City. Happy Friday, Jeff. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, how's it going?
Hello, thanks for calling.
So, was listening to this morbid type talk on Friday.
You're welcome. I'm going to blame Joel.
Go ahead and blame me.
Blaming Joel.
Okay. Anyways, I'm actually from Wichita, Kansas, just moved up here approximately a year ago, and my grandma married a man who was his wife died probably 10 years before my grandma and him got married. Well, before he died, he had his slim, I guess you could say, plot, his dead wife's plot, and then my grandma is right below them. So it's like a triangle of those three in the mausoleum.
So interesting. Hmm. And so they're all kind of, that doesn't weird me out as much, that they're all buried
right.
sort
crypt.
Of together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yes.
And the thing is the biggest thing was is that, you know, they spent almost, like you said earlier, like almost like 18 years together, or maybe a little bit shorter than that. But she died at a younger age, the woman that was married to my grandpa at first. So it was just more of a hey, welcome to the family and to the mausoleum.
Interesting. Thanks a lot and for the call, Jeff. All right, Lisa, hang on the line because I want to allow plenty of time for your question and we're up against news here. What if you end up having kids with your second spouse? What if you didn't have kids with your first? You decide you're going to be married with your first, but then you end up having kids with the second.
Again, it's a conversation you better have long before it happens.
I feel like my mother and I are going to be having a chat this weekend when I'm there.
You know, it's your end of week, end of life show.
Right, yes, can't wait.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.